And then also with that offense, I think I saw a stat that he is undefeated when he completes 70% or more of his passes. What is it about that whole system that just kind of sets them up and puts them in such a good position to make these plays?
Well, you know, it just, I guess, basically trusting each other. I mean, it's getting that chemistry, and you can see it on film that they got really good chemistry. You know, the guys are just, they're there, and he expects them to be there. I mean, that's why he's making the type of money he's making right now. It's going to be a good game come Monday, so I can't wait.
What's the difference between preparing for a quarterback like Matthew Stafford and preparing for a quarterback like Dak Prescott?
I mean, you would have to say just experience. You know, he just got more experience than Dak Prescott. But both of them mobile. They're mobile. They can make plays with their legs. So I could say the slight, you know, the edge that he has over Dak is just the experience. He's been, you know, he's been in the league longer. But, you know, you really got to prepare for both those guys anyway.
They also don't have as strong of a running game, at least as of right now, as Dallas showed last week. So when you have a quarterback like Stafford, does that kind of make up for that, you think?
I mean, you can't be fooled with that because, you know, watching on film, they got some explosive running backs that can make plays, you know, bounce it outside and make something out of nothing. So, you know, they know what their strengths are, and, you know, they really use them. So it'll be interesting to see.
Stafford authored 8 come-from-behind victories in the fourth quarter last year, and I often hear coaches and players say some guys just have it. What is it about Stafford that allows him to pull those things out of a hat?
You know, it just has to be, it got to be the composure, you know. When you put, you know, you backed up against the wall, you know, you got all the pressure on you right now. It's just keeping your composure, you know, trusting in your abilities and then making throws. So I think if that's the it that they're talking about, that's what he got.
And then as a defense, you have to make sure you play the full minutes because you let up, this guy can burn you.
Yeah, I mean, you know, as history shows, you know, seeing games where he's came back and, you know, doing the fake spike and, you know, scoring on it, game-winning touchdown drives, and, you know, I mean, he has it, you know, and it's just something you just got to be prepared for, and you always got to be out there again after it.